Eastwood Homes has fantastic news, offering 4.99 on select homes for a limited time. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Your dream home is waiting, with open floor plans perfect for family gatherings and private backyards for grilling and entertaining this summer. Tour one of our 18-plus communities located in the Charlotte area today. Yes, you heard it right. Only 4.99% on select homes. Visit eastwoodhomes.com. That's eastwoodhomes.com. Prices and promotions subject to change without notice. See new home specialist for details.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome in to the Todd Starnes Show. We are coming to you live from the Liberty University studios. As the parent of a former Liberty University student, go Flames. My name is Amy Beth Shaver, along with Allison Sinclair. We're part of the Alabama Unfiltered Radio crew. She is my partner in crime, along with Scott Beeson. But we are here with you today, and we're thrilled to be here. So stay tuned. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have great guests. We're going to have good news, sort of, and big laughs. That's the plan. So who are we? What are we doing here? Well, I'll tell you in a minute, but the first thing I want to ask you is basically the title of our show. Not all who wander are lost, except perhaps Joe Biden. Did you see on the socials what our president did, Sinclair?
So I think I've got it queued up on my computer.
Okay.
I think I'm going to watch it live.
You should watch it live. It's unbelievable.
Is everybody talking about when the... Well, I call them stormtroopers.
Well, that's what we're going to call them today, is the stormtroopers.
The paratroopers,
yeah,
come in. And they're at the G7 summit in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And all these world leaders are standing around.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly what...
I'm going to hit play.
Okay. All right.
And we're just going to see what happens, because the clips I saw were hysterical. So the guy is coming in. He's about to land. Where is Joe Biden going?
Well, that's what we'd all like to know. Isn't it? Like, isn't that the question on everybody's mind is, what's...
No, he's walking away,
yeah,
from the group and, like, watching the guy pack up his parachute.
Yeah.
And this is after, what, so many other gaffes. Did you see him going down the stairs the other day where he just kind of starts wandering off?
Yes.
And then on D-Day when he's standing in line with... I always want to call him Macaroon.
You know what? For today's show, we're going to call him Macaroon.
Yeah, we're just going to go
because
with Macaroon.
Because macaroons are delicious, and it's a little more palatable than Macron.
Oh, that was good. Macron?
I feel like my husband used to speak French, so there's a few words I've picked up from him. Macron.
Oh, that's so good.
But I like macaroons. They're tastier.
But did you see that one when Joe Biden was standing there and he turns around and turns his back while they're singing like the national anthem?
Yeah.
And so then... Macaroon's husband, wife, we're not quite sure.
Yeah, if somebody knows who they are, you should call and tell us about it.
Turns around. The whole thing is just getting embarrassing.
Well, and here's what else, Allison. We have some friends, and this is why part of the story is really interesting to us, is that Jacksonville State University is in Jacksonville, Alabama. It's about an hour, 10 minutes from Birmingham. The Jacksonville State University band, we have a friend whose child is in it, scraped together money so that they could fly over to be a part of D-Day celebrations. They were to perform twice. Do you understand? Like, this is an honor of a lifetime. And when they were scheduled to go to their second performance, it was canceled almost without any sort of warning because Biden decided he was going to show up at the cemetery where they were going to perform. So can you imagine being a college student? We're already wondering what's going on with Joe Biden. Why is he wandering all over the place seemingly every single day? And then you decide that because you're you, we're going to interrupt college students who've flown over there to perform on their own dime. And he cancels it.
Yeah, I think he's just really out of touch. And this is on top of his... poop my pants.
Yeah, that was horrifying. Like, I'm some things make me giggle because you know what? We're all going to get old. We're all going to have those.
As we are old.
You're right. You know how old we are?
How?
We're so old that if you call us at 9:01 p.m., we're probably going to text you at 4:36 a.m. That's how old we are.
Because we can't sleep, but we go to bed early.
That's right. Because we hope we'll go to bed early enough that perhaps sleep will come.
But when we get to the point where we're pooping our pants in public, I think people need to just pull us away and say it's time to just go ride off into the sunset.
Yeah. Like, go on. Ride your pale horse and go into the yonder. Like, but I think it is cruel. And I think at this point, everybody's waking up. I think that's perhaps why. And later today, we will have a Trump deputy press secretary on to celebrate Flag Day and his birthday, by the way. But that's perhaps why he's surging, is because you cannot unsee, even if you're a liberal Democrat and you loathe Trump, you cannot unsee the joke that Joe Biden has become. And I think, though, it's cruel because his wife and his cabinet and the people who are around him are validating, they're blessing, they're sanctifying the humiliation of an American president. And I think it's pathetic.
It makes me nervous, though, because what is their play here? You know, the left is always up to something.
Yeah.
Why in the world? This even seems beneath them, or at least not a good strategy. So why in the world are they letting him stick around for as long as they have when his numbers are tanking?
Yep.
His pants are tanking. His gait is tanking. It's like, I know. And we laugh, but I seriously wonder what they're up to. And it makes me nervous.
Well, and do you think it's true that Obama, we know we bought a house down the street from the White House. We know it's been rumored that he has been the one that's calling the shots. Do you think that's what's happening?
Well, yeah. Did you see when Obama and Kamala and Biden were at some meet and greet? And I mean, literally, Biden was like the little annoying brother in the back, and Obama was out front waving hands and kissing babies and, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies. And it just, I think that's it. I don't know. Maybe Big Mike will be put in. You think Big Mike's the new?
I think either Big Mike or Big Gavin. I think they're trying really hard to decide which one they're going to pick. But they're going to have to pick somebody because time is urgent. It is necessary that they figure out a replacement game without completely embarrassing themselves, even though they think nothing of embarrassing our president. But I'll be interested. But this wandering around at the G7, thank God for Georgia Maloney, who was very kind. I mean, that was outstanding of her. I'm already a big fan of the country anyway, but I like her. I think she's done some good things, but I thought that was really gracious of her to go after him without making a big deal, even though the eyes of the world were on and watching. She saved him.
Yeah, at some point, though, we just got to call it.
Yeah, we do have to call
it. There's only so much saving you can do.
I agree.
But if you had to choose, I'm just curious, do you take Gavin or Big Mike?
Oh, can I have a third option?
Jesus comes back and that would probably be the best option. Let's just call it on that front too.
Both are terrible.
Okay.
Is that like, that's, no, not, I mean, that's not the right answer.
Well,
I don't know. I'd be interested to find out before we set the table for the rest of the show today, what our callers think about it, who they think that they're trying to put in place of Joe Biden. I feel like that's a good question. Genuinely good question. The number for the studio is 901-260-5926. That is 901-260-5926. And we hope that at some point today, no matter where life finds you, you will call us, give us your thoughts. Here's the table. Yeah, I'm going to set the table for a talk festival on Open Line Friday. We are going to talk to Tim Burchett.
Cannot wait.
Like, he's one of our absolute favorite. Allison, you worked for him. I'll let you tell everybody about him. I know you already know who he is, but he is just the boss. We're also talking to Megan Basham, which I'm not allowed to I'm going to behave, but she has written some amazing things about the SBC, about the ERLC. She's brought our attention, really, for me, starting with COVID, Francis Collins,
ooh,
Rick Warren. Just an amazing, eye-opening deep dive that she's done. I pre-ordered her book. I can't wait for it. We're going to talk to Todd himself from the road. And then we have Caroline Sunshine, who is President Trump's deputy press secretary, because if y'all didn't notice, not only is it Flag Day, but it's also President Trump's birthday. So that's that. And before we, well, after we come back from the break, we'll tell you a little bit about ourselves. But we are thrilled to have you along with us today. We are thankful for the opportunity that Todd has provided. Basically, it's taken a crew of like 10 people to get this together. But we are thrilled. We're thankful. And we really hope you'll give us a call on this Open Line Friday. Great guest, good news, and big laughs. You are listening to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver informational kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today.
Y'all, welcome in to the Todd Starnes Show. I'm Amy Beth Shaver, along with Allison Sinclair. We are coming to you from the Liberty University Studios. Go Flames! And I know you're driving around going, wait a minute, where's Todd? And who are y'all? Well, I'm so glad you asked. First, where is Todd Starnes, Allison Sinclair?
Does anybody ever really know where Todd Starnes is?
No one does, because he's an international man of mystery.
But he's actually headed to one of my favorite places.
So says the Tennessee girl.
This Knoxville girl is super excited because he will be at an event, the Maury County GOP Reagan Day Dinner. Also, I hope they have a cake. They are celebrating Donald Trump's birthday. But do you know where they're having this meeting tonight?
Allison, I don't. In a barbecue restaurant.
It's at Puckett's, which if you are from Tennessee, you know Puckett's. And it is a classic, and it is so good.
Excuse me, what are we serving for dinner?
Anything you want.
Really?
Well, actually, there, I don't know what they're having. But it is so good. So there's one, I think, in Coleman, Alabama now.
Ooh,
and we always
okay.
stop there. I think that's right. It's right in Coleman. But anyway, so our favorite Todd Starnes will be there speaking along with Tommy Lauren, she's just awesome.
She is awesome.
She's super cute. She's got the cutest little nose.
Oh,
I always look at her nose when she's on TV.
She's Barbie. A brilliant Barbie.
Is that weird?
No, it's not weird.
She's got cute
Allison,
nose.
I already told everybody how old we are. We get to say things like this now.
She's just like so cute. Little yeah. nose. Congressman Tim Burchett, who will be on in the next segment,
yes,
is actually speaking there
okay.
with Todd. And then Maury County's own Andy Ogles, the congressman from the 5th District, will be there. But like Amy Beth said, I grew up in Knoxville, so this is kind of fun. This is back in my spot, my
yeah.
places.
So if you haven't yet, and I know Todd talks about it, but we know and appreciate his commentary. We know and appreciate his writing style. And this latest book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, is great. I had a second last night to read a little bit of it. I'm still captured by his chapter titles. Seriously. I am immediately engaged if you are funny and have great titles. Buy the book for that alone, but the content really kicking off with COVID and what happened and the freedoms and liberties that were stolen from us is the beginning of his book, and it's excellent. So if you're looking for a last minute Father's Day present.
Oh, I am.
I'm being very serious. It is excellent.
That's
also, you can buy
idea.
A Leatherman tool. Oh crap! I just told my husband what he's getting. Happy Father's Day. But
you should have just
buy
gone with
Twilight's it. Last Gleaming. It is outstanding. Get it for a last minute Father's Day gift. And if it's late because they can't deliver it, then it's a Father's Day week. You're welcome, everybody.
He'll be signing books and autographs tonight. I don't know if you can still go, but if you're close to Columbia, Tennessee, doors open at 5:30. You can go meet Todd, all the other fabulous people.
You need to meet Todd and all the fabulous people. So now you're going, wait a minute, but who are you girls? Who are you ladies? Allison Sinclair, why don't you tell the folks?
I guess they want to know why we're here.
Yeah.
Which I'm not exactly sure. When Grace called and said, would y'all like to fill in for Todd? I just laughed. Because this is not anywhere I ever thought I would be. I'm just a little girl who was born in Knoxville, Tennessee. Actually have an engineering degree. So why I'm on the radio, I don't know. But funny enough, I got started in politics. My very first campaign was when Tim Burchett was running for the state Senate. And that's how I got started. I took a semester off of engineering school, went and worked at the Tennessee legislature for a semester. And thought, y'all politicians are crazy. Hmm. I will never come back.
Right.
Funny enough, COVID, the summer of love, and then the election of 2020 hit. And so I started a grassroots organization in Alabama called Local Alabama, really just getting back to local politics. We've got to take back our school boards, our city councils, and start paying attention to that. You and I met in a Kohl's parking lot.
Yes, we did.
And we said, have you ever thought about doing a podcast? I had never thought about it. We started Alabama Unfiltered Podcast. Now it's turned into a radio show in Birmingham and Montgomery. And I don't know how we're here today, but lo and behold, it might be our last time, but I'm so thankful for it. And this is awesome. And we're just happy to be here with y'all.
Allison, how many kids do you have?
Too many. I'm just kidding. I love them all. I have four. So we have two biological and two adopted,
okay.
One from China, one from Guatemala. I say too much because I was an only child, and it's difficult keeping them alive every day, but I do it.
We're I glad do you it. Do. And I'm Amy Beth Shaver. I was born in Hershey, PA, so shout out to my Pennsylvania family. I've got family in Alabama and North Carolina and points beyond, but I'm thrilled to be here with you today. Same story. I've been in politics since I was 19. I'm adopted and had the opportunity to speak about pro-life issues, served as Miss Alabama way back in 1994, and then have been speaking and in media since in a part-time or full-time basis. But our podcast started. I write for 1819 News. I have a column coming out tomorrow about crime. Perhaps today we'll talk about it for a second. I don't know, because I think that's a big issue that's in the cities. We also have four children, and they are out of the house. There's only, well, three of them are out of the house. One is about to be 18 years old. And I would like to tell you all that last night, this is how old Chris and I are. This is my husband, who is a gastroenterologist. And that means, yes, we have very funny conversations. Is last night, Allison, do you know what we did? You will appreciate this. And anybody who has these, you will appreciate this. But we took our folding rocking chairs and sat in the pen with our chickens. And we fed them.
That sounds so cute.
That's what we did last night. We're that old.
But I miss my chickens. I'm going to have to come over and just hang out with yours.
Well, I have 10 now. And half of them are babies, so I don't even... Well, the six. There's four that Chris has decided actually only one is a rooster. So I have nine hens and one rooster.
Wait, that's perfect.
I think it's perfect.
Well, that gives him plenty of fun.
Yeah.
And doesn't have any competition.
No competition. He's
and
just a happy little fella.
Protected.
I mean, look, it's completely fine. So, you know, so that's a little bit about us, but we're on every day 9 to noon in Birmingham and Montgomery, like Allison said, on News Talk 93.1. But we are thrilled to be here on the Todd Starn Show today. Tim Burchett is coming up next, and a whole lot of fun, great news. Y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS.
Welcome into the Todd Starn Show. We are live from the Liberty University studios. My name is Amy Beth Shaver, along with my partner in crime, Allison Sinclair. We're from the Alabama Unfiltered radio crew, along with Scott Beeson in Birmingham, Alabama, and in Montgomery. But we are thrilled for the guests that we have today. Allison, how about let's tell everybody one more time who's going to join us?
Yeah, so Tim is apparently running a little late.
Hey, that's okay.
Hopefully he doesn't ditch us.
We're such big fans of Tim. He's been on our show. You worked with him.
Yeah, I won't be offended if he does. He's got lots of things going on. But then we've got Megan Basham coming up, which is just try and keep it together, Abs.
I know. I promised my husband I would.
Try and keep it together.
I admire her so much in so many ways.
You can do it.
I can.
Todd Starnes is calling in and Caroline Sunshine, which I'm like, if God had to give me like a weather name, it'd probably be like Allison, partly cloudy. But she gets sunshine.
She got sunshine. I can't wait to talk to her. I know we're going to talk to her about Trump, but I have other questions for her. I have so many questions.
I've never met her, so I'm really looking forward to it. But we have Congressman Tim Burchett on the line. So welcome to the show. Dadgummit, are those leftists still chasing you around D.C. today?
Yeah, it's dadgummit they are. But no, I'm sorry, I'm walking to an airport and I'm hearing all this crazy talk over the loudspeaker right now, so if I get distracted, you just pull me back in, all right?
Well, we would expect nothing less. You've got a lot to keep up with, including aliens.
Ma'am.
Because when you were on our show last time, you were just about to go into a skiff to get a top secret briefing about... Well, you don't call them aliens, unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Yeah, that's what the idiots, that's what the freaking Washington, D.C. think tankers call it. I think they just get people off the trail of UFOs. Yeah, but I still call them UFOs.
So what happened? Yeah. We never followed up after that. Did you get any good information from the skiff, or were they just, again, just kind of leading you down nowhere?
Well, you got this kid in there with a man bun. He's got a little smart aleck smirk on his face, and you got a general who has to listen to this garbage from the Biden administration, probably a real patriot. He just sits there, and y'all can read people, what they're thinking, and kind of be in this game long enough, you'd get to that point. And dadgummit, this poor guy, I was sitting there, and I looked at all the staffers, and they were all kind of up, and they saw me walk in the room in the skiff, and all their heads went down. And so this guy, he proceeded to enlighten us on how smart he was. You know, the Bible talks about people like that. It said, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And so you can figure out where this guy went. So anyway, I didn't get any questions, and any questions really answered. And I can't really, because it was in the skiff. But I will tell you that on one particular incident that has been heavily publicized, he just told us that's a fake, or he said that's something. He just said it wasn't real. And then I said, well, and then I said, well, the fighter pilots told us that it was real. I mean, they're the ones there, not some kid who's driven a four-legged mahogany his whole life at the desk, by the way. And he says, and I said, well, what about, you know, the data and that the pilots got off their planes? He goes, I haven't seen any of that data. And I thought, wait a minute. You're sitting here telling me these things don't exist. You're paid a huge salary. You got this huge staff. And you're telling me you've not seen any of that data? And so I was just thinking, you know, this ain't even, this is not worth my time. I stopped talking at that point, because these guys, it's same old, same old. Just get, you know, it's the industrial war complex, or the war pimps, as I like to call them. Their business
do you think
is
we'll
war,
ever get to the bottom?
Very good right now.
Do you think we'll ever really know what's happening?
No. No. Okay. Uh-uh. I mean, I know. I've talked to enough. I've talked to people, former CIA. I've talked to admirals. Talked to a pilot about a month ago who was telling me, I mean, this is one of our top, this guy had been one of our top pilots in the country, which means he's one of the top pilots in the world. He tells me, you know, he said, to quote him verbatim, Tim, this thing was 14 feet away from my canopy.
Wow.
And you know, that's pretty much, to me, that's all the proof I need right there. So anyway, I just we're really not getting anywhere. And here's what you got to watch: the UFO community, and they're great people, and they're all mad at me because they want to implement. There's an amendment out there that's floating around. It's not mine. Mine is a page long. It just says disclose it. You know, I just want to know what the heck's going on. Well, they said, we're doing that. We want to do this amendment, but it models itself after the Kennedy assassination release stuff. So here we are 60 years later, and we don't really know any more than we did on that horrible day in Texas over 60 years ago. And that's what they want to model this thing after? You know, that's bogus. That just creates more jobs for more bureaucrats, more of their girlfriends and boyfriends, and more money. It flows out for nothing. We're spending tens of millions on something. Let's just give me total disclosure. And that's fortunately what Trump's going to be pushing for. So I'm kind of hoping he follows through with that.
Congressman, quick question. How are you feeling about Mike Johnson's leadership?
I've enjoyed his leadership. I think he's a straight up honest guy. A lot of people are mad about some of the stands he's taken. He's got a one-two person. Any day you cut it, it's one or two people majority, and that can change. You got to realize a majority really isn't the majority, because you've got these cats out of New York, and you know they're in districts where Joe Biden won by 15 dadgum points. So you know they're hanging on by a thread. He realizes that, and so everybody. I think his strategy is to hang on till next time. And some of the times I think it's worth the fight. Most of the time I do. It's worth the fight. And I wish we'd fight a little bit more, but I understand his position, but I don't always agree with it. I think he's doing a very good job under the circumstances. Do I think he could do better? Sure. But do I wish he was heartless like myself? Yes, I do. But he's not. He's light years ahead of what we had. You got to realize what we had before has this, our former Speaker of the House has an account with $17 million in it that Republicans and conservative people gave him to fight Democrats. And he's been using that to fight, and he's been playing in primaries. And one guy came to Congress with me. They were in his primary. They worked against him. And he's a very conservative, very strong leader now. And he's on the baseball team with me, for goodness sakes. And I know of five others that they played in their primaries. And this is money they gave them to fight Democrats. And now he's using it for that. And he flies, you know, stays at the four-star resorts and has the life coach flying around with him and all this other stuff.
Come on.
And you know, and that's what these people gave their money. They didn't give their money for that. They gave their money to fight Democrats. And is it legal? Yeah, it's probably legal. I saw where an ethicist said under that account he could probably even buy himself a house. So I don't know if he needs to buy a house. If he got $17 million, he's just staying at 4-star resorts for the rest of his life. But and is it ethical? Well, no, heck no, it's not ethical. When I was county mayor, I would call in my legal folks and some guys that worked for me that were, you know, just good old boys, good street sense, and the lawyers would say, yeah, boss, it's legal. And I'd turn to my other guys and they'd say, is it ethical? And they'd say, no. And I said, then, dadgum, we're not doing it. We're not going to do it. Because
dadgummit,
people
we're not
don't
doing
trust
it.
Us. You dadgummit. Yeah. That one, you got a free one on that one. That wasn't even, it just came out better than a curse word. Anyway.
Hey, we only have about a minute left, but I want to ask you something. This is very serious. And I've come to expect the unexpected with you throughout the years, but you made a post on Twitter we call it Twix, recently about butt wipes. Like, why are we supposed to be fired up about butt wipes? I cannot figure that out.
Yeah. Well, we had a bill that was regulating them. You know, it was going to spend your money. The Federal Trade Commission was supposed to be out there busting criminals, and they were going to be enforcing some law that said you have to have on those butt wipes, on the label, it said, do not throw that in a toilet. I mean, everybody knows that. They're going to do it anyway. They're just idiots. Don't throw paper towels. Don't throw everything else. But you know what? They do it. They're idiots. And we're going to spend, I think it was over $5 million for them to put it in their rules and regulations. I mean, that's bogus. This is just government 101 in Washington, D.C. It's corporate governance. And their business is very good because we just keep borrowing money. They don't have to pay for it. They're not accounted for it. Some backstreet bureaucrat puts this garbage out, and then Republicans vote for this nonsense. It you know, look, here's what happens. I'm going home this weekend. I'll be speaking at some Lincoln Day dinners, and you know, and I'm going to throw out the red meat. But the dadgum, the truth about that, people like me and Andy Ogles, is that we believe it and we live it. These other cats, they just say it election year. And then they sell us down the river every dadgum time. And that's, you know, that's why I like Andy. He's a stand-up guy.
And, well, that's why we asked for you to come on this program.
I get really hacked off at some of this stuff. Dadgummit.
Dadgummit. I just wanted you to say butt wipes, so I'm glad you took the bait on that one.
Yes, ma'am.
So you are speaking tonight at the Reagan Day dinner. Todd Starnes will be there. I just have one request. Can you tell him,
ma'am,
how much fun you had on this show and that we were super professional because we'd really like to, like, host it again? So just tell Todd we said hey and that we were awesome.
Tell Todd that I was... Is Todd speaking before me or after me?
Oh, that I don't know.
That's above our pay grade, sir.
We just know y'all are going to Puckett's.
I just hope I'm early on the dais so I got to get out. I don't live in your county. I live in Knox County, and I'd like to get home. But anyway, and I'm sure it'll be a delicious chicken dinner prepared just for me. So I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Seriously, we thought if we can have Congressman Burchett on first, we'll make it through the rest of the show. So we appreciate
it.
Thank you for all you're doing in Washington.
Pray for our country, and this election means everything. We've got to get to the polls and get out there and elect Trump, elect Andy Ogles, elect the good conservatives that are on the ballot. Let's get on it. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Have a great night. So we have got to take a break.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we've got a couple of stories for y'all that you really don't want to miss. But Congressman, thank you so much for listening. You are listening to the Todd Starnes Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. We're broadcasting to you live from the Liberty University studios. And I am Amy Beth Shaver, along with Allison Sinclair. We're here because Todd's on a book tour. He's speaking. He's doing all the things. And we're just happy to be in his chair today. Now, you might have heard the last segment. We have a counter going. We have a word of the day for the show. And if you use it in polite conversation for this weekend, you too will be winning. And apparently, according to our producer, Dylan, it's dadgummit. Or dadgum.
Dadgummit day.
Dadgummit day. That's the word of the day. So we were up to seven, right?
It was seven, maybe eight, I think.
Okay. Well, that's now the word of the day. I'm crowning it the word of the weekend. So you need to use that word because, I'm sorry, it's hilarious. Also, it saves you from saying things you may not want to say in front of small children. Also, we're about to talk. Alice is going to tell a story that's a little bit unbelievable, but you have to hear it to believe it. And then you need to call us and we need to talk about it. The number here is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You want to talk about this and the fact that it is President Trump's birthday. So in the last hour, we have Caroline Sunshine, who has the name of all names.
Not Caroline,
actually,
partly
Jesus
cloudy.
Has the name of all names, but Caroline has an awesome name. She's going to be on last hour with us talking about Trump's birthday and some other things. But Allison, could you please, for the love of all that's good and holy, tell us about what happened at Taco Bell?
This is the most bizarre, really sad, really sweet, really how does this happen story. This
okay.
is from Not
I'm intrigued.
The Okay, you haven't read it yet, have you?
No, ma'am.
So you're learning along with our listeners. All right. Briani Jackson
okay.
is a regular at a Taco Bell in South Richmond's business district.
Well, because Taco Bell is delicious.
Let's see. South Richmond. Okay, here we go. So she goes in and she orders her regular Taco Bell. And she's like, I don't feel so good. So she orders and she goes to the restroom. And she's like, quote, I thought I just had normal girl stuff going on. Goes to the bathroom, exits the bathroom, goes and picks up her food, turns right back around and goes to the bathroom again. These pains are not going away. She said, this time I sat down and there was no standing up. So she calls her husband, who apparently was just right down the street, because he said she's crying and breathing heavy. And so I'm immediately like, babe, what's wrong? And he starts running past the Panera Bread. And then he hears her let out this gut-wrenching scream.
Oh, no way. What is happening?
He says, I'm panicking. I'm like, babe, say something. And then she's like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And he's like, what's wrong? What happened? And she says, I just had a baby.
You are kidding.
The woman ordered Taco Bell. Went to the bathroom, came back, and had a baby in Taco Bell. She delivered a baby girl right there in the Taco Bell bathroom.
Did they name her Takina?
I don't know, but that's a great suggestion.
I'm just saying.
But do y'all know? Okay, so here we go. The baby wasn't crying. The umbilical cord was around her neck. The baby, she unwraps it. The baby starts crying. Everybody's happy. Here's what I didn't get to the bottom of the story.
Oh.
Truly heartwarming, considering that the previous year, the same couple lost their son, who was 9 months old. They were walking on a street, and a truck came over onto the shoulder of the road and killed their 9-month-old baby boy.
No.
So this precious little girl delivered in a Taco Bell bathroom. But I'm so curious, like, how you and I have both birthed babies.
Yes.
There's no way you don't know you're pregnant.
I don't know. I mean, maybe in this circumstance, God just didn't let her know what was going on to protect her heart. Because can you imagine losing a baby like that? Like, we've been through stuff, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you don't know you're pregnant. Like, I can't compute.
I mean, you're pretty amazing because you delivered one of your babies in stilettos. Or, delivered in stilettos.
I was in wedges, and they didn't think I was going to have a child. And I was like, trust me, this is number three. I am. And there were no drugs involved with that one. And so, like, I admire this. That was completely by accident. But I admire this woman, and I am delighted for their family to have a new little girl. Did it say what her name is? Is this in Richmond, Virginia?
Once I said Richmond, I wasn't sure. I will find that out. But there's a little picture of the baby, and she's so cute.
Aww.
But, yeah, that is insane.
It is insane. And if you want to stay tuned for more insanity, then don't go anywhere. We will be listening. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Todd Starn Show. Be back in a minute.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome into the Todd Starnes Show. I'm Amy Beth Shaver, along with my radio partner in crime, Allison Sinclair. We're part of the Alabama Unfiltered radio crew, along with Scott Beeson, based in Alabama. But we're thrilled to have Open Line Friday with you here on the Todd Starnes Show from the Liberty University Studios. We're going to play a little game, Allison, before we get to a couple of great stories. And then at 12:35, we're going to hear from Megan Basham. We have a lot of questions for her, and we cannot wait to pick her brain. But we're gonna do a little giveaway. What are we gonna do?
So it's your lucky day, especially if you're like me and you've forgotten so far to get a Father's Day gift. So this first segment right now, we're gonna give away a couple of books. So what we're gonna do, caller number four, you're gonna get a copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. Can America Be Saved? So call in 901-260-5926. Call into the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we will get your calls and get you, caller number four, one of Todd's new books.
Okay, so here's the story. It's from PJ Media, and I don't know if you're paying attention to the Olympics. Do you guys watch the Olympics at all?
I love the Olympics until it went woke, and now I have this conflicting, like, I want to support my country, but I don't want to support the craziness.
Well, you'll be happy to know that Leah Thomas, that would be William Thomas, swimmer, previously ranked 497th, I believe, as far as male swimming goes, but now was the number one female swimmer. And that's where we met our friend Riley Gaines. But that's not real.
That's
because
total
he's
lie.
Not
Faker.
A female. He is a male. But sanity has reigned this week as William Thomas, the notorious cheater in the NCAA women's swimming, who's been trying to get a spot in the women's Olympics this year. Thank the Lord above, saw his challenge against the rules banning biological males from competing in races rejected, albeit on technical grounds. Like, are you surprised they did this?
I am, but please give me the technical grounds. It's probably not that he's actually a he.
Well, transgender swimmer failed to challenge against rules that stopped him from competing because the judges ruled that he did not have standing to bring the case. So here's what they said. The World Aquatics banned transgender women who have been through male puberty from competing in women's races. It also created, and here's where the genius is, and I appreciate this, but the transgender swimmers are not going to participate. They created an open category for which transgender athletes would be eligible. Thomas had asked the sports court in Switzerland to overrule the rules approved in 2022 that said they were invalid, unlawful, and discriminatory. But the panel said, you lack standing. To which Riley Gaines and others said, and hallelujah. Sanity has joined the pool.
I get really confused when you talk about a biological born male transgender identifies as a female but has male. Like, can you say that again, Abs? Like, so if you have gone through male puberty.
Yes.
This is so stupid if you really stop and think about it. Like, these people are stupid. And I don't say that word lightly because I tell my kids, like, we don't say stupid. We don't say shut up. But you've been through male puberty, which means you're a male.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
There's that little fact of biology.
And where are the women just begging to compete in men's sports?
Well, Allison, I'm glad you asked. My cousin swam for UNC.
Okay.
And made it to the Olympic trials a few years ago. And her mom, my aunt, texted from the trials and said, you won't believe this, but you can see girls who have had surgery swimming against men. And men who may or may not have had surgery swimming against the women. So it does happen, but it is rare. And they, of course, are going to lose because no woman is stronger than a man, especially athletic ones. I'm sorry, they're not.
Well, I think it's important, and this is a great step, because just yesterday, a federal judge blocked Biden's Title IX rule in four states. A federal judge in Louisiana called it protections for gender identity a threat to democracy, which I don't really like that democracy word. But this Title IX nonsense that's about to come down August 1st in the United States is going to be a mess. And we have got to have more cases like this. We are going to have males in female sports and high schools and colleges. We're going to have males who just decide that day to identify as a female rooming with our daughters in college.
No, thank you. That's a hard pass.
If you do not call your teacher by their preferred pronouns, your child can be subject to Title IX investigations. Y'all, this is going to be a mess. And the only way we separate from this and say we do not comply is to stop taking federal funding from the government. And this is a clear overreach. I have a feeling all this is about to come crashing down because it's just getting really ridiculous. But these are good movements in the right direction with the IOC and these judges. Now, this is just preliminary. I'm sure it'll be appealed. But we need everybody to start fighting back.
We really do. And I think women are speaking up. Riley Gaines and other women are leading the charge, and we are grateful that they are. But I think the other part, though, is when you and I start thinking about our youngest daughters. I have three girls. You have two. I have two that are out of the house, graduated from college. One's a mom. But I have one who I happen to be married to, a very tall guy. Our kids are very tall. But I still think about my youngest playing volleyball against men. She's 6'2". So she can handle herself, but she cannot handle herself against the force of a volleyball that's been swung by a man. She can't. She can't withstand a man who perhaps would be in her dorm room trying to pass himself off as a female. She's powerless against that. And then these days, because crime has been flipped on its head, she would be prosecuted for standing up for herself because she'd say, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. Because we've taught our girls that's wrong. We are not going to play that game. So I think the danger is going to be much greater than we can fathom. I wonder what will happen when liberals who can't quite bring themselves to admit that this is evil, it is wicked, and it's absolute nonsense, because it's also teaching people to ignore their God-given design and get away with it. But we can't fathom until it happens to one of them, like you say often, until it shows up on their doorstep, until it's one of their girls who've been clocked so hard in the face or hit so hard in the chest or knocked so hard in the back because they've decided they want to play football or whatever, or somebody, a guy's going to play powder puff with them. That's only when things are going to change, because the liberals cannot bear to admit that they've made a mistake. They cannot bear to admit that for the last 50 years, we've worked hard for Title IX and we've said, you know what? We want to do this. We want equal opportunity for women. And we're glad for that. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Caitlin Clark, speaking of. But I am horrified that more men, liberal, Democrat, I don't care where you are, haven't stood up for their daughters and said, heck no. You have come this far and you are not coming any further. It's not, it doesn't speak well when girls from West Virginia, and I think I said this a few weeks ago on Todd's show, when girls from West Virginia who are a middle school, like, track team said, no, we're not going to compete. They have more of a will than many of the men around the country. And I'm asking you, fathers, where are you?
That's so true. I mean, we see it in the church, and I'm sure we'll talk to Megan Basham about that. But with fathers and just men in general, I think they're scared to speak out and stand up because they've been shamed. And part of that is on us as just as a society for trying to stifle men from being men. But at some point, we got to find some men that are willing to step up and stand in the gap, especially for their daughters. I mean, it's just getting really, really sad. And people are going to get hurt. Lives are going to be destroyed. I mean, think about scholarships and things and this Title IX stuff. There's, okay, in college, your daughter has worked forever for to make a soccer team in college. And then some male who identifies as a female decides she, he, it is going to come in and take her scholarship. So it's something we got to pay attention to. And I know we got to go to a break in a second, but if we have time, we have a winner.
Oh, yay.
A winner, winner, chicken dinner. Chris from NC, North Carolina, WHKP is our winner. She's on the line. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. Thank you.
Oh, sorry it took us a minute to get to you. How are you today?
I'm terrific. I woke up this morning. That was the best first part.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Well, thank you for calling. We thought we might be losers and not have anybody call today. So you are brave.
Really?
And you were number four. Well, I mean, I think it's always weird when you have guest hosts. You're like, I don't know. Do I like them?
You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. I'm really enjoying it. And you giggle. You're not afraid to laugh.
Thank you. So where in North Carolina are you?
Asheville, North Carolina, in the mountains.
Beautiful. Oh my gosh. We went to a basketball tournament there last year. You live in a beautiful town. Did you read Todd's last book, and are you not so excited to get this one?
Oh yes. I read the biscuit one and I've given two or three of them as gifts.
He is absolutely amazing, and we hope that you enjoy this book. And we stay on the line so that we can get your information, but thank you for calling and congratulations on the win. We hope you enjoy it. And y'all, you're listening to the Todd Starn Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back to the Todd Starn Show. We are coming to you live from the Liberty University studios. I'm Amy Beth Shaver, along with Allison Sinclair, my radio partner in crime. We're from the Alabama Unfiltered radio crew. We're based in Alabama. But Allison, I've got a quick story, but I think, let me just ask you this question. Have you seen anything about Caitlin Clark? Because we're talking about Title IX. We're talking about all the things that are going on. But Did you see that Caitlin Clark was snubbed from being on the U.S. Olympic team?
Oh, yeah.
What
and
you think
I don't
about that?
Get it, because I don't care what your worldview is, how you feel about white people, how you feel about straight people. I mean, come on, set that aside and support your league. Like, you have this gift of this amazing player that has brought all these new watchers and fans in, and you deny that just because you're petty? It is so sad. And don't say that, you know, the young, the rookies don't ever get in. Christian Laettner got in. I mean, they first year, it has been done. And if they were smart, and I don't know why they shot themselves in the foot like that.
Last night, Chris said that in order to find her game, my husband is Chris, by the way, but in order to find the game, it was like he had to turn to ESPN the Ocho. It was ESPN 3. If you saw Dodgeball, you know what I'm talking about.
I had to really think about that one.
But it was ESPN 3. It required a subscription, but because we're big Caitlin Clark fans, and he's a former basketball player, so we love basketball. But the problem is, you're exactly right. You have this gift in an athlete who is incredible. And like Jason Whitlock says, she's not the best one in the league right now. She's not, but she is unbelievable. And she brings new eyes to every game she plays. There's also the suppression that's going on, like putting her on ESPN, the Ocho, and snubbing her from the team, recognizing that when it was Michael Jordan's team, and they went to the Olympics, they brought people on board just so Michael Jordan would participate and play along. So they did whatever they had to do to get the most people to watch. Because in the end, it's a business decision. And too often, women are so emotional that we're not going to make a good decision. We're going to do it based on emotions. And you're right. They are shooting themselves in the foot. And there's another part. And this is the part that I learned. I was yesterday years old when I learned this. Everybody else is like, of course, I already knew that. Did you know that the NBA has supported the WNBA for the last 32 years?
Yes.
32 years. Like, I thought, oh, that's just a hyperbole. They're not really supporting the NBA, the WNBA. Indeed, they are. And so when they're out there talking about how important they are and how they've built this, no, they didn't. The men built the league. And you are playing because they were gracious enough to give you an opportunity to do so. I'm sorry. I listened to Whitlock's podcast yesterday on a very long walk. Men are the creators. They are. We are the beautifiers. I think it's Hebrew or Greek word is men are ish and women are isha. Men are fire and we're the little fire. And if we're living out God's design, everybody is at their very best. But the pridefulness that I'm seeing against Caitlin Clark, not just the abuse and the fouls, not just the back talk, trash talk, whatever, but also the suppression that's going on from news organizations like ESPN, putting her on some channel that like Division III isn't even put on, is unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't understand why we have to go here. It doesn't have to be this way. I just really don't get it. And to be honest, and I say this as a female, I haven't transitioned or done anything weird in 2024. But this is why people don't like watching women's sports. Because it's so petty. It's so emotional. We make decisions based on who we like and who we don't like. I'm not speaking for all women. I'm not saying every league.
You're right.
Every sport is like that. So hear me when I say I'm a big fan of women's sports. My daughter played basketball in high school and she cheered as well and she did lots of things. So I'm all for that. But we need to make it a little more businesslike, a little more. It is your merit. It is your talent. Forget the race card. Forget the straight or gay card. Let's just play basketball and everybody can get behind that. You have people love to watch sports because it takes their mind off. I mean, the world is heavy. Life is hard. And for just a minute, we get to escape It's like watching a movie for 3 hours. You just kind of let your mind go. And now they've turned it into this circus of something that now every time we turn on the WNBA or whatever it is, we got to think about politics and we got to think about black and white. Who wants that? Life's too hard. It doesn't have to be this way.
You're exactly right. I also, Chris brought a question up last night that I thought was really good. If this continues, Caitlin Clark is rolling in the dough. Rolling in it. Mm. Wilson just gave her, I think it's upwards of $50 million. What is to stop her from going and creating her own league?
Shoot, I don't know, but I'll invest.
I'm just asking. You're listening to the Todd Starn Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to the Todd Starn Show. It is Open Line Friday. We're so glad to be here with you. My name is Amy Beth Shaver, along with Allison Sinclair. We're part of the Alabama Unfiltered radio crew with Scott Beeson. We're out of Alabama. But today we have one of our favorite writers and thinkers, and she'll be on with us in just a minute. Just don't ever forget, though, we're coming to you live from the Liberty University studios. And Megan will be calling from the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And, oh my gosh, I have so many questions, but I'm gonna keep it to a few.
Yeah, you gotta keep it together.
Like, do you see my list?
I know. And maybe you can have a sit down one on one with Megan sometime.
Okay. All right.
Just pick out your favorite questions.
Okay. All right. Well, y'all, we would love to welcome into the show Megan Basham. Megan, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me. It's fun to be here with all the girls this time.
Look at that. I mean, who knew it could happen? And so far, we haven't gotten any hate calls. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with that.
No, never.
Not at all. So how about let's do this first. There's a lot going on at the SBC. I've pre-ordered your book, Shepherds for Sale. I cannot wait to get it. I read most everything that you write. But the first time that Allison and I became really involved with what you were writing, and your writing has really helped to shape our thinking, is back during COVID with Rick mm-hmm. Warren and Francis Collins. And now we're looking ahead, and we saw that you gave a talk at the SBC this week. Could you just tell people what in the world is going on with the SBC and the ERLC, and why should we be concerned?
Right. So, you know, that really what happened during COVID and all of these well-known ministry leaders and large Christian media outlets promoting Francis Collins, who, if you're not familiar with that name, was better known at that time as Anthony Fauci's boss. So he was the head of the National Institutes of Health and responsible for a lot of those lockdown policies and pushing people to get the vaccines, even if they didn't want them, mandating policies, that kind of thing. And so like you, Amy Beth, that was when I really started probably paying close attention, because it just seems so clear to me that the church was failing, one, in recognizing that it has an authority above the government to continue meeting, and that it was also handing over that authority to the government to put burdens on Christians, to mandate things that the gospel doesn't require, like getting an experimental vaccine. So that was really when I started paying attention. And my speech at the SBC convention this week, which did stir up a little bit of attention.
Just a little bit.
Once I started going down that rabbit hole, it was not only happening on one subject. We didn't have just the government leveraging the power of pulpits and ministries in order to try to manipulate Christians into doing the will of secular, powerful interests, but that this was something that we're seeing on any number of topics, and in particular, the ERLC, which, if you're not familiar with that, is the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. It is the lobbying arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, and they have also been doing the same thing on behalf of a number of secular left, hard left in some cases, foundations. They have taken money from people like Pierre Omidyar, which, if you're not familiar with him, he founded eBay. He's a Buddhist. He's hard left, from Mark Zuckerberg, people like that, to work on a number of initiatives that are explicitly political in nature and promoting ideas and programs that wouldn't necessarily be in Southern Baptist interests. So that was really what I talked about, how this is coming in all over. And the reason it matters is because the Southern Baptist Convention is the largest Protestant denomination in the U.S. It actually represents 5% of the U.S. adult population, not just among Christians, but the entire adult population. So if you are the left and your interest is in trying to co-opt evangelicals to sort of break down the resistance that they pose to any number of leftist goals and programs, that is really who you want to start with moving, is that Southern Baptist Convention.
So, Megan, that is a great lead into what my question is. And I'm a Reformed Presbyterian, so I'm not super familiar with all this. But is this movement within the Baptist Church, we've watched it happen in the Presbyterian Church as well, and I have my opinions on it, but I'm curious what you think. Is this organic? Is this truly like a deep conviction movement and change within the church? Or is this a bought and paid for by George Soros and some global institute of frick-a-frack in Davos? Where is this coming from?
So to start, I would say it is absolutely bought and paid for. So you have these, George Soros is one of them, very large foundations like his is named Open Society, and it has worked very hard to create AstroTurf campaigns so that it looks like it's grassroots, but actually he is funneling money into evangelical branded, they call themselves ministries. I would certainly quibble with that self-definition. But so something like the Evangelical Immigration Table would be an example. They brand themselves as, we're just a group of Christian leaders that has included, you know, everyone from a lot of Southern Baptist leaders to the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities, extremely influential, World Relief, the National Association of Evangelicals, plenty of Presbyterians involved as well. So they present themselves as a grassroots campaign, but in fact, they have been funded not only by George Soros, but also a number of hard left, large foundations like the Ford Foundation, the Tides Foundation, and these are groups that also promote abortion, LGBTQ initiatives, so certainly not people who are aligned with Christian thinking. And so what they do is they fund this, and a lot of large ministry leaders get on board and they sign their name to it. And then I think further down, and this is by design, they, you know, these foundations, these hard left foundations, including George Soros funded think tanks, have written about that part of the strategy is for that influence to then trickle down to smaller ministries and churches who don't know about what's happening at the top. and they just sign on in a sense that they believe is organic. They're going, oh, well, I see all these other pastors doing this, and this general statement seems good to me. So they sign on to it, too, for perhaps very good reasons, for very innocent reasons, not knowing that these general statements that most people could agree with are then being used to lobby for specific open borders policies that most Christians would not agree with, including some of those who probably signed some of these letters. So that's really how what I would call this manipulation works.
So what if people are, they're listening right now, they're going to church on Sunday, and they're perhaps hearing about this for the very first time. What can an average parishioner do if they are listening, they're going, oh my word, I think our church just signed on to a climate agenda, or they signed on to some other kind of nonsense. What advice would you give them?
You know, the first bit of advice I would give is don't necessarily assume nefarious motives by people in your church. I think there can be misguided but innocent reasons that people sign on to these things. So maybe start by going, hey, can you just explain to me why are we involved with this? Because this seems to be diluting the gospel by claiming that something like signing fossil fuel legislation, or that we need to back Senator Lankford's border bill, that these things are something that we must do as Christians, when in fact we can have very sincere disagreement on that, and I think we should be allowed to have disagreement. And so get a sense of where it's coming from. But at the same time, I wouldn't say overlook it. Don't ignore it, because, as I said, there are some very powerful, extremely wealthy left-wing foundations who are working very hard to bring this sort of thing into your churches. So you don't want to ignore it, and you don't want to assume that your pastor or, you know, your other church leadership knows where it's coming from and why it's happening. So ask questions and then dig in yourself. I mean, I don't want to just plug my book. There are other resources, but certainly my book's out July 30th. That should arm you with some information. But it's also very easy just to do some Googling and get some information and say, hey, I want you to think about who's behind some of this, and maybe we need to talk about why this might not be a good idea for us to be involved in this particular project. And I think, you know, any sincere pastor is certainly going to be willing to hear members of his flock out, and should hear them out. So don't be afraid to bring it up. Don't be afraid to respectfully talk about it.
Megan, thank you so much for joining us. Before we go, where can people find you? Where's the best place to keep up with you?
Well, I'm a Daily Wire reporter, so you can always find me at Daily Wire. And in particular, I'm on the Morning Wire podcast several days a week. If you're not familiar, it's a top news podcast. And unlike some of our other popular shows at Daily Wire, we are just news. We don't do opinion. So 15 minutes in and out, quick news program. And you can also find me at Meg Basham on Twitter. I want to say Twitter, but I guess it's X now.
And at journalist, we call it
Megan
Twix.
Basham, yeah, on Instagram.
Meg, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a privilege.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's awesome. She's so
fantastic.
Good.
I listen to her every morning on the way in to our show, and I get a lot from the Daily Wire news update. All right, Allison, before we go to break,
you might have heard, Abs, I don't know if you've heard this, that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels because Mike is being canceled. And he is a friend of our show. We've interviewed him before. We've done a podcast with him. So what they are doing to cancel culture is they are doing a $25 extravaganza. And because when Mike started MyPillow, it was literally just one product. And with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. And personally, my favorite is their blankets. Ooh. I love their blankets.
Okay.
But for $25, this extravaganza, you can get a two-pack multi-use MyPillow. Just $25. MyPillow sandals, guess how much, Abs?
How much?
$25.
No way.
They're six packs of towels, $25. Brand new packs of dish towels, you get four. You guessed it, $25. And for the first time ever, their premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. And best, if you order something over $75, it's free shipping. So this amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code COLD, STARNS. shocker, Starnes, or call 1-800-839-8506, 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code Starnes. Seriously, go order you a blanket. It's the best thing ever.
I'll do it during the break. How about that? Then, hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to take calls. But y'all, you're listening to the Todd Starnes Show. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair. And you know what? I think we have a call on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, perhaps, which is very exciting.
Somebody called.
Yeah, they did, and we're excited.
We're not scary.
We're not.
We're, like, really nice.
We are nice.
And fun.
You know what? I think we're fun, Allison. Our kids probably disagree.
Depends on the day.
It does depend on the day. But we can add. Do we have a call on the line? Okay, yay. Let's go to our caller. Hey, Lunchbox.
It's two babes on the Todd Starnes Show. Coming to you nationally over the airwaves, internet, approved sources, and unapproved underground internet also. Well done, ladies. Congratulations on hosting, guest hosting, the Todd Starnes Show. And a big shout out to Mr. Starnes himself, investing in up-and-coming content creators like yourself is hope for the conservative movement in this republic. Now, I'm not going to go on one of my normal rants. I'm not going to go off on Caitlin Clark and the WNBA. I'm not going to go off on the SBC, Southern Baptist Convention, and how they're allowing ideologies to invade the pulpit and their seminaries. I'm doing nothing but encouraging here today, and it's a great show. It's been awesome listening to you. It's inspired me to check out ToddStarnesShow.com, ToddStarnes.com, and to keep up with you ladies, two total Alabama babes, as you're stepping onto these bigger stages. Well done, girls. Sit back and sip some coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Yay! All right.
Full disclosure, Lunchbox Bob is a regular caller on our Alabama Unfiltered radio show. So I think probably the producers were panicking. Like, I don't know what to do with this Bob guy, but he is one of our regulars, very smart guy, very dedicated listener. So thank you for calling Lunchbox Bob.
We very much appreciate you. Thank you, sir, a fellow patriot. So I've got a story. Producer Grace sent it to us, and it's astounding. Okay. And before we go to our next break, before we get to the 1 o'clock hour where we're going to talk to Todd himself.
I'm so...
The man, like the myth, the legend.
Favorite guest.
Ever. And then we talked to Caroline Sunshine. I'd like to let y'all know that a chihuahua, survived an overdose of heroin and cocaine. After
what?
Getting into his owner's stash at a South Carolina motel. Was it in Barnwell, South Carolina? My husband moonlit there. At a South Carolina motel after the dog was revived with Narcan. If you could see the owners, like, what? Shane Harris and Serena Young were arrested by, Myrtle Beach, of course, after the May 27th incident at the Palmetto Vista Motel, and charged with animal mistreatment, I'll say, according to a police report obtained by WBTW. Young was additionally charged with possession and intent to distribute heroin, police said. Harris and a home health aide who'd been staying at the motel with him rushed the 15-pound pup into a nearby fire station where a Myrtle Beach firefighter gave the dog the opioid reversal drug using a nebulizer machine.
So I have questions.
I'm sure you do. Just by the way, so you can see.
Yeah, they probably need to just find someone else to care for the dog.
I would suggest that they wouldn't.
and
I wouldn't have that little puppy back.
But what do you, how do you know? Like, what was the dog doing? Like, how did we know we were high on not meth, heroin and cocaine? Which is quite the doozy.
Allison, I don't have any words. I don't. But heroin and cocaine. Good job, guys. All right, listen. In the 1 o'clock hour, you're going to hear from the man himself, Todd Starnes, and then Caroline Sunshine. But you're listening to The Todd Starnes Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Texas, that's right. I love this American ride.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show, coming to you live from Liberty University Studios. And before we go to the man, the myth, the legend himself, Allison,
we're going to do another book giveaway.
All right.
This time I'm really making things interesting. Okay. We're going to go with caller number 6.
Okay, I like it.
So hopefully 6 people call.
Okay.
I don't know if they're scared of us or what, but we really love talking to people. But if you are caller number 6 on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, the number is 901-260-5926. You can get a copy of Todd's Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved book. Great Father's Day, honestly, Mother's Day. You can get that for me if my kids are listening, because it's just an all-around great book, and we're super excited to have the author on the line with us. Todd, are you there?
Well, hello, ladies. Great to hang out with you today.
Thanks for letting us hang out. How are you?
You know, doing well, driving down Interstate 40. I just left the KWAM radio signal in Memphis, and now I'm listening to the program on WTJS, which is our affiliate in Jackson, Tennessee, which is, of course, the home of Rockabilly.
You are like in God's country. I mean, literally, that is my favorite part. Well, I love Knoxville, loved growing up there, but West Tennessee is one of my favorites. Are you looking forward to tonight? Tell us what's going on.
So tonight's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be in Murray County.
Oh, dear.
Hi. Okay, so, I mean, that's the thing about Tennessee is that some places aren't so connected, but that's what I love. That happened to me yesterday in Alabama. In Alabama, when we went to the water park that was in the middle of nowhere.
It did. The one where you had to wear a helmet?
Y'all, there's this water park in Alabama, in Bluntsville. It's called Spring Valley Beach. And it is literally in a pasture. You're, like, passing cows and barns. And then all of a sudden, you drive up and there's this giant water park. And it's the best thing ever. And we did it totally redneck style. It was awesome. They got rid of the slide. They had a concrete slide that you had to wear helmets to go down.
Oh, my gosh.
Back in the day.
And it's gone.
They've upgraded. But it was so much fun. I'm guessing that Todd is passing some water slide.
I bet that's exactly
country
where he
road.
Is. Yeah, he's there. And you know what? When he can, he'll call us back. But I know he's going to be at the Lincoln Day.
It's actually Reagan Day?
Reagan Day. That's right. I'm sorry. That's wrong. That's later.
Yeah,
I've had the chance to do one of those before, but I know everybody's excited because the crowd is at capacity. It has been sold out.
Yes.
I am almost certain that he will have his books with him. And I know that one of our callers said that she had read his book about biscuits last. I'm just going to buy a stack of books and give them out, because if you don't know, And this is where I have to put my glasses on, everybody.
While you put your glasses on,
yes, ma'am.
Do you want me to announce our winner?
Yeah, why don't you?
Our winner chicken dinner?
Yes.
So that means we had at least 6 callers. So there are at least 6 people listening. This is a great day. Sherry from Georgia, WDUN, is our winner. Sherry, welcome to the Todd Starnes Show.
Thank you.
How are you doing today? Are you super excited? I don't ever win anything, so I'm really happy for you.
Me too. I haven't won anything in a long time.
Well, today you are a winner. What do you do? Where exactly are you over in Georgia, and what do you do every day?
We have a goat farm.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, abs.
That's my dream.
Amy Beth wants goats so bad.
Well, we got plenty of them. We had a bunch of babies this year.
What kind of goats do you raise?
We have boar and Nigerian black and tans, which are smaller than the boars. But there's one goat supposed to be moving in there, but I'm not so sure. It doesn't really look like it to me. But I don't know.
Do any of them faint?
We just keep the ones. No. That makes me nervous if something like that happens.
Darn it. Those fainting goats are so cute. Well, thank you so much. But if you'll stick around. Oh, go ahead.
We had one time climb up to the top of a tree. And we had to get our neighbors to help us down. I thought we were going to have to get a fire department. There was a tree fell, and it was leaning against the other tree. And it was a young goat, and it just climbed right up there to the top, and then it got scared and wouldn't come down. So it's hilarious, but yeah.
So did the fire, like they came and got it? Because I've tried to call the fire department on it.
Neighbors. Bless
you.
I would, too. Oh, my gosh.
Well, yeah, I love it. I sounds like you're living the best life. I just want a simple little life in the country someday. When we're, yeah.
We can dream.
We can do it. Amy Beth just got chickens. That's not goats, but close enough. But Sherry, congratulations on being our winner of the day. If you'll stick around, Lydia will get your information to send you out your book.
So if you haven't gotten Todd's book yet, I'm just going to give you a little teaser, because I told you earlier today that his book titles are, they're just fantastic. Like chapter 5, who doesn't want to read about this? Atheist Dropkick Christians Through Goalpost.
What's okay. The one about biscuits?
Oh, there's another. Butter My Butt and Call Me a Biscuit. That's chapter 3. Yeah, I'm serious.
Wait, stop. It reminds me of when we called in the other day. And Amy Beth and I called in just to do a segment, actually, when all the Miss Alabama stuff was going on. Some of y'all may have been listening. And this is why I love the Todd Starn Show. And it makes me feel so at home. Because the first thing he asked former Miss Alabama, what was it, Amy Beth?
Do we use butt glue? And I said, actually, butt spray.
Yeah, so, but you kept saying it's like what athletes use in their
yes.
gloves,
oh,
but
yeah.
That seems illegal.
Well, I don't know. It's probably illegal by now, but if you go to the sporting goods store and you ask for this, well, we didn't know what we were asking for, my mom and me, but the stuff that pitchers and, well, mainly, I don't even know, pitchers, fielders, who knows? I don't know anything about baseball.
Cheaters?
You spray it in your glove so that the ball sticks to it when they catch it, okay? All right? So we did keep our bathing suits in place. It was that simple. And so Todd asked us if that were the case. So are we surprised then that his chapter titles are hysterical as well? No, we are not. So I'll give you two more. Just two more. The Chocolate Czar. So every chocolate lover in the universe, I'm going to need you to buy this book because of that title
you
right there.
You are from Hershey, Pennsylvania?
I am from Hershey, PA. And then, well, I don't know if it's chapter 15 or 16. How about chapter 15, the real question we should be asking about drag queens?
I have so many questions. I wonder what his one is.
Well, I don't know, but
there's
we're
lots
going to
investigate and question.
Well, there is. And so that's why we're buying the book. We're going to put it in our cart at Amazon and buy it. I actually have enough now in the cart that I can order it because I finished a few books this week. So we're good. Yeah.
It takes me years to get through a book. I'm not kidding. Like I try so hard. It does. I mean,
but you know what you are? You're a documentary person. You're a meeting. Well, we love documentaries. And so
please make me feel better. Keep going.
Yeah. You're a documentary person. And we decided the other day that we were the same because we love documentaries, especially not just crime, but in general, it is a way that we learn about history and life. But the other thing you are is a meeting person. And if anybody wants to know anybody, then you're going to ask you. Because you are the plug, and you are very good at not telling people what you know, but connecting people. So see?
Oh, thank you, Ash.
There you go.
I really appreciate that, because I've never been much of a reader. I feel like, in high school, I really think I read the Cliff's Notes for every book. I'm
like
not kidding.
Husband.
I hate to admit it. I really do. Now, in my mature age, I've come to love history and books, and I really want to think I read a lot, but I don't. But I could read Todd's book just because one of his titles says, but. And that's like the third time we've said it today. We got Tim Burchett to say butt wipes.
And dadgummit
seven times. So it's been a good day. But I hope that if you're listening, listen, when you get there tonight, ask Congressman Burchett how his interview went.
Yeah.
Just do that.
Listen, we have a couple of other zany stories on the other side of this break. And then we have Caroline Sunshine after that. On this Flag Day, on President Trump's birthday, and on basically a wonderful Open Line Friday. So wherever you are, don't go anywhere, because we're going to be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show. We're coming to you live from the Liberty University studios. I'm Amy Beth Shaver, along with Allison Sinclair. We are from Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We're based out of Birmingham. We're along with Scott Beeson, Monday through Friday from 9 to noon. But we are absolutely thrilled to be here in the Liberty University studios filling in for Todd Starnes today, which is just ridiculous and amazing. So thank you for the opportunity to do so. You know, earlier in the show, we brought something up, and we're so happy that Scott wants to weigh in. It was, who did we think would be put in place of Joe Biden? Is it Big Mike, or is it Gavin Newsom? And so, Scott, we wondered, what did you think about that?
I think that it's going to be Michelle Obama.
You do?
Yes, because I mean, right now we're looking at Barack Obama's third term. If you really look at it, I mean, it really is O'Biden, you know? I mean, everything he's doing is a socialist takeover. And who's he got trained already to do it? Michelle.
I think she is by far the best possible candidate. I think she would really energize and rally the base for sure. I think that's maybe their only hope. I don't see... Unless you tell me I'm wrong, Scott, I don't see what the other options are.
I don't see any other either. I mean, and she checks all the boxes. That's what they want. And deliver common sense. So,
when do you think this happens, and how do they make this switch out?
At the convention.
And what will their excuse be for kicking Joe to the curb?
Well, all you got to do is watch him for 5 minutes. That's pretty easy to do.
It's getting really, really bad.
It is really bad.
And but I think you're right. I think Big Mike, Michelle is going to be the winner or the loser, because who wants to be in that role? My goodness. I don't know many other people that can withstand the pressure more than President Trump, though.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
We will see what happens. Scott, thanks so much for calling on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
So, Allison, I, of course, have other crazy stories, but I think that is probably the biggest story right now is who is going to take Joe Biden's place. Because we know it can't continue anymore. We know that he's aimlessly wandering around. And we know at this time in history where we're involved in so many wars. Do you remember the last time Trump ran and people were losing their mind about him having access to the nuclear codes? Do you remember that? I mean, there were people just crying tears over the fact that he would have access, and he was going to be the one to lead us to war. Mm. And he was the one that got us out. It's Biden and these war hawks who have led us straight to where we are, to Ukraine, fighting against Russia, watching what's going on in China, wondering what in the world's going to happen with Taiwan. And then what else can we get ourselves into? Meanwhile, if you notice in Europe, they're having their own conservative renaissance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so like, what's our excuse? Because the rest of the world, a world that did not, I mean, for a long time, Europe has been silent. It's fun to visit. They don't protest anything. They don't get bent out of sorts, but it happened during COVID. And it seems, I don't know if you've seen the same thing, that there's been a renaissance. And I'm very interested to see if we will join them and really do it this time and not allow them to cheat.
What's happening in Europe actually gives me hope for us here, because I always feel like Europe is a little bit ahead of us. It's kind of like fashion in New York's a little bit ahead of Birmingham. It's a lot ahead of Knoxville, where I grew up. But they're starting to see the error, and that really what the left has promised is a direct path to death. And I'm not even being dramatic there when I say that. And it's not this utopia of what they have claimed it to be. It is not going well. I mean, people say that if you go over to Britain now, it doesn't even look like, the cities don't even look like the same country. They have been overrun and overtaken. I think people are waking up, and it's been really good to watch what's happening there. I hope, you know, today's Flag Day. I didn't really even know. Oh, let me clarify. Not the Pride flag.
Just the flag.
Old Glory. The real flag. I guess on June 14th, 1777 is when they adopted the Stars and Stripes flag. And I'm very thankful for this country, and I hope we can save it. And it's people like Todd and Megan and Congressman Burchett, Caroline Sunshine, who we're about to have on, that are really doing the hard work of speaking truth and trying to push back. And we've seen it in our own lives on a small scale in Birmingham and in Alabama. As more people have courage, courage begets courage, and you begin to just speak truth and be willing. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be uncomfortable. And I love your story. Do you want to tell your Roman Forum story? I think it's inspiring.
Yeah, I will. Allison and I have had the opportunity to do some speaking lately. We are calling it the Dixie and Trixie club tour. We're going to various Republican and patriotic clubs in Alabama and perhaps further to give talks about the war and the way out. And one of the stories that I love and came across from a great thinker out at Summit Ministries, which has really also helped to shape my thinking, was that y'all remember the movie Gladiator. It's my husband's favorite movie of all time. I don't think I can see Russell Crowe any other way. But the Roman Forum, something magnificent happened. And that is, one day, a monk approached the senators in the forum. And if you've been there before, you know it's unbelievable. And you just kind of feel the weight of history standing all around you. But he approached the senators in the forum and he said, and this is also the time when Christians were being sacrificed to the lions and, you know, other horrible things were happening. But he said, "Senators, the practice of gladiator fighting to the death is wrong, and it needs to stop." And what happened to the monk is that before he could cross the threshold and make his exit, he was killed. But on the other side of that, that was the very last day that gladiators ever fought to the death. And so we get caught up in thinking that we have to have these whole huge movements, when really it is people like Todd. It is women like Megan. It is Tim Burchett. It is Caroline Sunshine making a difference one by one. We can change our country. We can, if we want to. You're listening to the Todd Starnes Show from Liberty University Studios. Caroline Sunshine will be up next. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Show on an Open Line Friday. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair. We are in for Todd today, who is out speaking tonight, probably selling a lot of books as well. But we are very blessed to be joined by somebody that is very important in the Trump Organization, Caroline Sunshine. Caroline, how are you, and welcome to the show?
Hello, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
We are great.
She sounds like sunshine.
You do. Does everybody say that?
Not everybody, just you.
I commented earlier that if God had given me a weather name, it would have been like Allison Partly Cloudy. So I am so impressed and love your name. Thank you so much for joining us.
So I know that you're Deputy Press Secretary for President Trump. What I'm interested in is, because many of us watched you, our kids are, you know, 25 and below, but we've enjoyed watching you. How did you make the transition, for those people who don't know, from being an actress to working as a press secretary?
Well, my version of the American dream was I wanted to be an actress and I wanted to work on the Disney Channel. And this was before Disney was, you know, as woke as they are now. And I had the pleasure of playing an actress on the Disney Channel. I played a Russian foreign exchange student, of all characters. And then I went to work for President Trump in his White House. So I always say I'm the closest thing there ever was to Russian collusion, right? You know? So it's really my honor. Really is a great honor of mine to serve President Trump. I felt compelled to want to serve, you know, President Trump in this movement. I think for a lot of the same reasons President Trump decided to jump into this arena. I love our country so much, and I hate to see what's being done to it. And President Trump, to me, is this captivating, unique, singular force in American politics and a great American patriot. And I really believe that he's leading the greatest political movement in our country, probably since 1776. You know, today is President Trump's birthday, and it's also Flag Day. And I think that's so fitting for him because Flag Day, of course, commemorates the adoption of our flag. And one of my favorite images of President Trump is this very iconic image of him hugging the American flag. And I think that's how I feel about our flag. That's how I feel about our country. I certainly know that's how President Trump feels about our country. And it really is my honor to get to play some small part in serving President Trump as best we can and helping to try and make this country great again.
So President Trump, and if I'm correct, he was back on Capitol Hill yesterday. And was that the first time he was back on the Hill since January 6th?
It certainly was the first time in a while President Trump has been back to the swamp, right? And hopefully the next time he's back in the swamp, it'll be behind the desk in the Oval Office, right? Because that's certainly what we need. But he had an extremely productive visit yesterday to Capitol Hill. You know, President Trump is the leader of our party, right? And he had a great message yesterday on Capitol Hill saying we have unified our party. President Trump has unified our party, and we're going to govern with common sense and unity, and we're going to be a president and an administration for all Americans. And I think, you know, you look at President Trump's first legislative term, it was extremely productive. I mean, he passed the largest tax cuts for the middle class on behalf of the American people. He signed a budget that rebuilt our military, which was huge. He, you know, in government, it's not always what you pass. Sometimes it's what you cut. He cut a record-setting number of regulations. And then I always like to remind people, he signed legislation that you don't often hear talked about, but certainly had a tremendous impact on people's lives, which was the Right to Try legislation. This was legislation that allowed people with terminally ill conditions who had, you know, exhausted the medical treatments that were available to them. Many of them had probably been told by their doctors that they didn't have much longer and that this was the end of the road. And President Trump signed legislation allowing people in those positions to get access to, you know, experimental treatments that maybe weren't fully through the FDA process, but far enough along that they had a choice. And we have a member on our team, we're so grateful that she's with us. She really credits her life to being here today because of that legislation and having the opportunity to try experimental treatments that ultimately extended her life, and she's here with us today. So, you know, President Trump is, like I said, he's the leader of our party, and he's going to govern as a president for all Americans. And we can't wait for November 5th and to get that man back in the White House.
Well, I tell you what, that is a great story, and especially a good thing to celebrate on his birthday. Yeah. What kind of things will y'all be doing to celebrate? And by the way, what's his favorite kind of cake?
Oh, that's a great question. There are many questions I'd like to think I know the answer to. I can tell you whatever his favorite cake is. I'm sure it's far more expensive today in Joe Biden's America than it was the last time President Trump had a birthday. I'm sure the cost of that birthday cake has gone up, 20%, just like everything else. But President Trump, as I mentioned, he's a great American patriot. I mean, he loves this country with his whole heart, and he fights so hard for it, right? You see, you look at everything President Trump endures at the behest of the swamp, and he says it best himself. He says, they're not after me, they're after you. I'm just in the way. And, President Trump, he's a highly successful businessman. He has a great family. He doesn't need any of this. He could be spending his birthday out of this arena, not having the fake news media lie about him constantly. He doesn't have to do this. He chooses to do this because he loves our country and loves the American people. And that's actually exactly how he is spending his birthday today. I mentioned, it's Flag Day. It's also the birthday of the United States Army. We love our men and women in uniform. And President Trump is spending his birthday tonight here in Florida at our campaign's Club 47 event. And he'll be with thousands of patriots who love this country as he does. And he is a man of the people. And then President Trump, he's unstoppable, right? He's everywhere all the time, unlike Joe Biden. And I mean, I don't know, what is Joe Biden doing today? Embarrassing our country again on the world stage over in Italy for like the third time this week. I mean, it's ridiculous. But this weekend, President Trump is going to spend his birthday weekend in Michigan.
You don't know what you're going to get. Oh, there,
wait,
Caroline.
She's there.
Yeah, so he'll look forward to seeing great American patriots in Michigan and getting to spend time with them.
That is fantastic. So that was the question that, seems small, but it's a big question.
Yeah.
And it's about his birthday. But what do you get somebody like the President of the United States for their birthday?
I think you get him back in the Oval Office. I think you give him
yes.
your vote. So, and that, honestly, that's the gift that keeps on giving, right? That benefits us more than it benefits him,
So, Caroline, we have a few more minutes, and I actually have lots of questions for you. I don't know if we have time for all of them. President Trump has teased that he maybe has made his decision on his VP pick. And, if you talk to him today, you could tell him that, like, our birthday gift from him could be he could tell us because we're all dying here. Do you think we'll get maybe hints? You want to give us one? Do you think we'll find out at the convention, before the convention? How is this going to go?
Well, since we're just among friends here, I'll say, no, I'm kidding. I would tell you
darn it.
So close. I would tell you the only person who knows who President Trump is going to pick as his vice president, of course, is President Trump himself. And in regards to timing, I would say, when the president has news to make, he will certainly make it and you will certainly know about it. But I'll also say that no matter who President Trump picks, Kamala Harris is going to have her hands full on the debate stage later this summer. Not that that's a very tall order or a very high bar. I hear she was campaigning in North Carolina. She's in Georgia today campaigning. I don't know what she's campaigning on. I also sort of forgot about her. I thought the Biden administration was keeping her in some hidden part of the West Wing, not wanting to have her out and about, because it seems like every time she's on the campaign trail, Joe Biden doesn't need a lot of help having his poll numbers sink, but she certainly doesn't seem to help that. So kind of surprising to see her out and about.
I'm going to try one more time and see if I can get something out of you, because I know you worked with Vivek Ramaswamy's campaign before you joined the Trump team. And I actually met Vivek and sat in on a round table with him when he was in Birmingham, Alabama this year. And I wasn't quite sure about him. After I met him, I was blown away. Like, he is one of the most genuine, personable, and super kind of freaky smart people that I've ever met. And he was so kind to me and to my son, who he was like, go grab your son and we'll take a picture together. He was so nice. Do you think Is Vivek going to be somewhere in Trump's orbit after President Trump wins? Because I would really hate to lose him and his influence on the party. Are you not going to tell me that either?
Well, again, since we're just among us girls here, Vivek is a great American patriot. It was my honor to serve him. He loves this country the way President Trump does. And, you know, this movement is so blessed to have so many great American patriots with unique talents in it. And I always think about how our country was brought forth into this world with divine providence. I think back to the founders, and again, we're talking about Flag Day today, so I think about that sort of 1776, 1777 era, and these our founding fathers, and how amazing it was to have so many brilliant minds together in one place. Like, it's just, it does feel like divine providence. And like I said, President Trump is the leader of our party, and he's the leader of this MAGA movement. And when we get him back in the White House, I think one thing I'm really excited for the American people, and boy, do we need it, is President Trump has access to so many talented individuals who love our country and who would serve it so well. And the American people deserve that. I mean, you look at Joe Biden's administration, what a cast of characters we have running the show or not running the show. I mean, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country. So I don't know what Secretary Mayorkas does all day, but it seems like anything other than his job. You got Merrick Garland, who's the Attorney General of, I call it the Department of Injustice under Joe Biden. So when President Trump gets back in the White House, we really are serious about draining the swamp, and you do that through exceptional people. And President Trump is so lucky, and he's going to make excellent decisions on behalf of the American people on putting the right public servants in those jobs. And I say public servants because we've really lost that in this country, that it is a public service job. You are there to serve the public. You know, President Trump is the only president who left office less wealthy than when he went in. He went through, I mean, painstaking measures to, his business took hits being in office, right? He's the opposite of Joe Biden. He didn't profit at all from being in government. It was a huge sacrifice for him. He donated his salary multiple times. So he's looking for public servants, and he is lucky that this movement has so many great ones, and we, the American people, are truly lucky too.
Please tell President Trump that Alan Abb said happy birthday if you talk to him today, and it was great talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I loved your questions too about what to get him. If your listeners have suggestions, send them to us on social media. We would love to hear that. We thought that was such a fun question. I love it. Thank you for having me.
Well, let us know what he ends up getting, and then we'll mark it for next year.
You got it. We'll see you then. Hopefully
you're listening.
Thank you, Caroline. You're listening to the Todd Starnes Show. We'll be right back.
Welcome into the Todd Starnes Show. I am Amy Beth Shaver here with Allison Sinclair as part of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. It has been our pleasure and delight to be with you today. But a few things before we go. First of all, the First Amendment is under attack. But did you know you can help protect your constitutional rights just by using your cell phone? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They will always support freedom of speech and freedom of religion, and that's why I'm proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you will get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left, which is a genius idea. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support organizations like First Liberty, Alliance Defending Freedom, Concerned Women for America, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT and then get free activation when you use the offer code Todd. Join me.
Good. Remember the one time I told you should have been a weather girl?
I would have loved to be a weather girl.
That was your time. I just pictured you like Miss Alabama and go left, 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 wave, turn your head, That was awesome. So we have John on the line, North Carolina, WTKF, and he has a question about dead people voting, or wants to answer a question, which actually this subject is near and dear to my heart, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. John, welcome to the Todd Starnes Show.
Hey, ladies. Look, Todd asked earlier this week who can get their ID. And I finally came to my mind, the dead cannot get an ID. That's why they're pushing so much not to have IDs.
That's
deep. Actually,
that is kind of deep. But you know what? I don't know. I feel like in Alabama, a lot of dead. And it's funny because I think a lot of people registered that weren't alive. I don't know.
But technically, the dead cannot get an ID. It's just a conniving, devious person that can. Yeah. Right? That's actually a great and hilarious thing. But yeah, that is near and dear to your heart, Allison Sinclair, is voting in the idea that many of us in many states are told, oh yeah, everything's fine, nothing to see here. And then it turns out, there is. So before we go, and before we wish all of our fathers and our grandfathers happy Father's Day, happy grilling out day, happy go to the farm, whatever it is that you do, men, especially conservative men, patriots, we see you. We see the hard work that you're doing. We are for you, and we are for every ounce of your toxic masculinity that you can offer, which is actually just straight up masculinity. And the ladies of Liberty, that would be me and Allison, we're here for it. So we wanted to tell you happy Father's Day. And Allison, what are you guys going to do this weekend?
We actually have a really laid back, and I think my husband planned it this way. We're just headed to the lake house. Just
nice.
Us.
Nice.
Which is kind of nice because we do a lot of entertaining there. We do a lot of, hey, everybody come down. But we're just kind of a family day, which will be a little different, and I'm looking forward to it. What about y'all?